The name is Manning. Quentin Manning. Detective for Justice. If you listened to The Case of the Flattened Tires, you know a little bit about me. My assistant, Sam Turnquist, wonders if there are any cases to be solved at Marlowe Middle School. There are. Like the one we found one morning while we waited for the school doors to open.
Hey, Chief, what's up?
Just keeping my eyes open, Sam. A detective for justice is always aware of his surroundings. I've got my eyes on the Burmick twins.
Well, at least we know they aren't deflating tires.
You'll notice they're both wearing Lodestar 514 sneakers. I'm sure it was them. It looks like they're up to something.
All right, everyone. Inside. Let's go. On the double.
Uh-oh. There's Mr. Clacker, the vice principal in charge of discipline. Better head inside.
Let's see what's going on with the Burmicks.
No, we gotta go. No, Quentin!
Come on, please. You said you'd give them back. Come on.
We will.
Right now.
In a second.
Or two.
I need them now.
Just a second.
Or three.
It's invader cards. Forget it.
What?
You know, invader cards. Everyone's collecting them. Kids are always fighting over them.
That's ridiculous. Fighting over cards. I think we should intervene.
What? No. Leave the Burmicks alone. Oh, no. Here comes Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline. Let's go.
We're just observing.
Bad idea.
Give them back.
How come?
Yeah, how come?
They're mine.
Just a minute.
Or another minute.
What's going on, boys?
Nothing, Mr. Clacker. Nothing at all.
They have my invader cards. I let him see them, and now he won't give them back.
Trading cards? You know the rule. No trading cards in school. And this fighting is exactly why. Mr. Burmick, may I have them, please?
Sure, Mr. Clacker. Here you go.
You can have them.
But they're mine.
I guess you'll learn a lesson. Everyone to their home rooms.
So long, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Well, that's a bummer.
Oh, man. I'm in so much trouble. I borrowed them from my little brother, and I promised I would bring them back. Some of those cards are really valuable.
How can a little piece of cardboard be valuable?
Well, a $1,000 bill is just a little piece of paper.
Immaterial.
My mom is gonna kill me.
Really?
I promise you she won't kill you. Because we're going to get the cards back.
You are? How are we gonna do that? Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, has them.
Billy, you head on to class and don't worry about a thing. Quentin Manning, detective for justice, will handle this.
Really?
They're as good as in your hands. And when you do, we'll have your cards.
We?
Wow, thanks. Thanks a million. I'll see you later.
Oh, it's nice to see how our work can make someone feel better.
Quentin, I'm missing something. How do we get the cards back?
We just ask Mr. Clacker. I'm sure he'll listen to us. He's a reasonable adult.
Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, is not a reasonable adult.
Sam, your problem is that you don't trust in people's better nature. When people really understand the situation, they do the right thing. We just have to explain it to Mr. Clacker.
Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, will eat us alive if we try to talk with him.
There you go again with the hyperbole. And there's no reason to say his title every time you say his name.
There you go again with your ridiculous words. And it's who he is. Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline.
Meet me at his office right before third period.
I don't want to do the right thing. I want to live.
It's hard to do good detective work when you have a recalcitrant assistant. He is at least dutiful, because he was there waiting for me in front of Mr. Clacker's office right before third period.
Quentin, let's hurry. We're going to be late for class.
No problem. We'll just get the cards for Mr. Clacker and get to class.
I figure you're better at talking, so there's no point in me being here. I'll just wish you good luck and head off to English and tell Mrs. Turbot you'll be along in a minute.
Sam, I need you to come with me.
How come?
So you can watch me in action. And in case I need a witness.
A witness?
Let's go. This will only take a minute.
Okay.
Hello, Mrs. Furble. We're here to see Mr. Clacker.
Do you have an appointment?
No. It'll only take a second. Let's go, Sam.
Wait, boys. You can't just...
Hello, Mr. Clacker.
What are you doing here?
Ah, yes. Glad you asked. We'd like...
What makes you think you can barge in my office? What are your names?
I'm Quentin Manning, and this is my assistant, Sam Turnquist.
Assistant?
I can leave at any time.
Perhaps you'll remember we were there this morning when the unfortunate incident with the invader trading cards occurred.
What?
You confiscated the invader cards from the Burmick twins.
the cards that happened to be sitting right there on your desk. You quite innocently misread the situation. In fact, they belong to Billy Rockwell, and he'll be in trouble with his mother if he doesn't bring them back. I can assure you he's learned his lesson. So I think you'll agree with me that the best thing to do would be to return Billy's cards to him. In this way, a lesson is learned and justice is served.
You have got to be kidding.
I don't kid about matters of justice.
I'll say this again. You have got to be kidding.
No, I really wasn't kidding.
I think maybe he was kidding.
I don't like jokes.
Right. Our mistake. So we'll just be going.
I think that's a good idea.
Of course. We don't want to be late for class. If it's easier for you, I'll take the cards and give them to Billy for you.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. If you prefer, I'll just tell him he can come pick them up at the end of the day.
Out!
Sure. Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline.
Now!
One more thing. Mr. Clacker, do you think you might write us a hall pass? Mrs. Turbot will appreciate some documentation to explain our tardiness.
Out!
Well, that didn't go as anticipated.
It went really well. We got out alive. We'll just have to tell Billy we're sorry.
No. There's still more we can do.
What?
We'll just have to take them back. I hate to do it, but we're forced to.
What do you mean? He has them. He said no. Case closed.
Sam, the case is not closed. Deke Benchley would never close a case after having one setback.
Deke Benchley is fictional. I'm not. Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, is the law, so we're done. Let's go to class.
Mr. Clacker may be in charge of school discipline, but there is a higher law, and that is the law of justice. Meet me after school by the cafeteria door.
But what about my bus?
Sam, we promised Billy we'd get his cards back, and I already have a plan.
What is it?
I'll tell you later. I'm sure we'll be rewarded for our efforts.
Really? A reward? Food?
Maybe.
What kind of food?
Don't get bogged down in details. I promise you, when we solve this case, I'll make sure there's some food. See you after school.
Okay. I hope it's food I like tater tots or cheese curls. I wish I had the ReadyMart gift card with me. We could use it.
I ignored my assistant's concern about his next meal. Sam and I met at the appointed hour after school. Hi, Sam. We'll just wait here for the office to empty out a little.
I hope your plan is a good one. Some of our other plans haven't worked out so well.
This is a simple one. We wait until people leave, and then we go into Mr. Clacker's office and get the cards.
What? No, we can't steal the cards.
It's not stealing if it doesn't rightfully belong to the person who has them in their possession. We're merely righting a wrong.
What would be wrong is for Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, to catch us and lock us in this closet of punishment.
Closet of punishment?
That's what people call it. Children are left there for days.
That is ridiculous.
That's what I've heard. This is a bad idea.
Sam, look, you agreed to be assistant detective. We're trying to help some poor kid who's really going to get into trouble. Do you want to help right a wrong or not?
I guess, but...
And like I said, there will be a reward.
Where are we gonna get the food?
Do you have any money?
$3 left from my lunch money.
I've got a dollar. After we bring the cards back to Billy, we'll stop at ReadyMart for a snack.
A snack? Great. But wait, we're just spending my money.
I'll pay you back.
Promise?
Deke Benchley always keeps his word. And so do I.
Can I get this in writing?
My word is my bond. Shh! Here comes the secretary. She's leaving.
Are you boys waiting for something?
We told our parents we would wait by the office.
We did?
We did.
I mean, we did.
All right, but the school will be closing up soon, so maybe you'd better wait outside.
Just a few more minutes here, Mrs. Furble.
All right, boys. Good night.
Okay, the coast is clear. Let's go.
What if he's in there?
Then we'll just leave. No harm done. Let's go! No one here. Let's get the cards. Ah, here they are, on the desk.
Great. Get them and let's go.
No, not yet. Put them in your backpack. We're not done.
Why not? We got what we came for. Let's get out now. What if Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, is still in the building?
We have to disguise our theft. We'll move things around in the office, like Mrs. Plum came in and straightened stuff out. So if he notices the cards are missing, he'll think maybe she threw them out or something.
Wow, that's a pretty good idea.
Deke Benchley, number 32, the case of the sinister scientist. Deke Benchley dresses up as a janitor and rearranges everything in the laboratory. Go into his little bathroom there, get some towels, soak them, and put some soap on them. We'll wash off his desk after we move things around.
What for?
The smell of the soap will have a subliminal effect.
Submarinable?
Subliminal. Unconscious.
There you go again, using unnecessary words.
I'll rearrange some chairs and books. Go get some wet soapy towels.
This soap is pink. You're right. It does smell clean.
Just wash off the desk while I rearrange the things on this bookshelf.
Maybe a little more soap, so it smells even better. There.
Get to work. We need to get out of here.
Okay. Just a few swipes.
Make sure it's wiped clean.
Just a little scrubbing. Wow. It's making bubbles.
Almost finished over here.
Wow, it's streaking.
Just wipe it all off.
I think I might have used a little too much soap.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get all the soap off.
It's all over the desk.
I just did what you told me.
Not that much soap.
I didn't know.
Quick, get some more towels.
I'll get the whole roll.
Wait. Listen.
What?
Someone's in the outer office.
We're gonna get caught.
Quick. In the closet!
Not the closet of punishment. That's where the bodies are!
Right now!
It's dark. I don't like the dark.
Do you have the cards?
What?
The cards. I gave you the cards. Where are they?
I think I might have left them on the sink.
No!
Yes?
Wait. Somebody's coming. Adopt the posture of invisibility.
The what?
Deke Benchley does it in emergencies. He learned it from a Zen master in Kyoto. Still your mind, and people won't notice you. They'll look right through you.
We're in a closet. No one knows we're here.
Shh! Posture of invisibility. Still the mind.
Heck? Oh, he wiped hand soap all over the desk? What was he thinking? And he left the water running.
It's Sydney's mom, Mrs. Plum.
I'll finish the cafeteria first and come back here.
That was close. Let's get out of here. Open the door.
There's something wrong with the doorknob.
There can't be. I can't breathe. I can smell the bodies.
The doorknob doesn't turn. It must be broken.
I'm going to die in the closet of punishment.
No, you're not. We'll get out somehow.
I knew there were bodies in here. We're the bodies.
My assistant detective had lost his composure. That sometimes happens with assistants. We were in a bit of a fix, and it would only become more dangerous.
Quentin, his jacket is here in the closet of punishment. He's going to find us.
Shh! Posture of invisibility.
I'm not invisible!
Until next time, this is your humble servant, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. Trapped in a closet.